Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
What a great day to hear the Word of God and allow it to take root into your heart and mind. It transforms us. God uses it to change our hearts and minds and make us to become more like His Son, Jesus. Thank you for joining us today. Have you ever been in a panic because you forgot to set your alarm to wake up or remind you to do something? Well, a couple of days ago, I woke up on my own, which is not like me. I'm an early riser, but I usually need an alarm to wake up because, well, I love sleep, and I sleep really well at night. It was around 6:15, and I rolled over, sat straight up in my bed thinking, I didn't hear my alarm. I'm late. What day is it? Where am I supposed to be? I got up, looked at my phone, and saw my alarm icon was still in the upper right corner. What happened? Why didn't it go off like normal? I set the alarm for 6:05 p.m. instead of 6:05 a.m. After waking up a bit more, I giggled at myself and then was so grateful that I woke up on my own. Otherwise, I would have slept the day away. It was the same time, just the wrong time of the day. It made me think, how many times do I get timing wrong in my own life? Or, to be perfectly honest, how many times do I think God's timing for my life is not what I want it to be? Jesus' timing is not human timing. The Bible says that 1,000 years is like a day to Him, 2 Peter 3:8. Well, today in John chapter 2, Jesus just turned water into wine at the wedding in Cana. It was His first miracle, and His disciples put their faith in Him. He returned to Galilee after being in Judea and Samaria. There was an official's son who was sick. This is where we pick up today from John chapter 4. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son who was close to death. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus replied, you may go. Your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, the fever left him yesterday at the 7th hour. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, your son will live. So he and all his household believed. The man took Jesus at his word. It was the exact time. I love how the official didn't question Jesus. He heard what Jesus said and then went on his way. He didn't flood Jesus with questions. Jesus, but my son has been sick for days. Isn't it too late? Or, Jesus, how are you going to do this? Or, I would have healed him a lot sooner, Jesus. Why didn't you? While he was on his way, I wonder what he was thinking as he was traveling back to his son. Was he wondering about the timetable? Was he doubtful? The passage really doesn't say, but while he was obeying what Jesus said, he got the news. Remember, his timing is not our timing. He sees from eternity, and he looks down at the details of our life, and he sees the big picture. We can take Jesus at his word. We can realize that Jesus is working for us, and we can believe that his timing is always the exact time for us. While you are on your way today, friend, trust his timing. take him at his word. Realize he is for you and believe he is never late.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.